to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We have some breaking news this morning, which you heard if you tuned in right there at the intro. Celebration Tabernacle Church is now Living Word Church. Not by our thought, but by God's mandate. In the name of Jesus, Pastor Beckford received the word back in November that it was time to shift. It was time to turn the page to a new chapter after celebrating 20 years at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. The chapter heading has changed to Living Word Church in the story that God is writing right at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in the center of Cocoa.
I'm excited about that, Pastor Diana. As the Lord speak to us, because it's his church, Jesus says to Peter, Peter, upon this rock, I will build my church. So we learn that we are not the builder of the church. Jesus Christ is the builder. We are the worker. Mm-hmm. Okay? So you and I at Celebration is tasked to lead the congregation. But we also know our place. Mm-hmm. Our place is a worker in the kingdom of God. He's the builder. So when he calls for change, we submit to what he's calling for. We have no say in it. So for 20 years at 1010 Dixon Boulevard, we were worker with him there, establishing the ministry under the title Celebration Tabernacle. And we have 20 years of successful ministry there. It is awesome for those 20 years. But at the end of 20 years, which was the 6th of January this year, mm-hmm. Pastor Dan, that vision has come to an end. You know, like Paul says, I fought a good fight. I finished the course. We finished the mission. That's what we did. It was a 20 years mission, and we finished it. It's complete. So it's our new assignment that we accept. We are 100% excited about our new assignment under the title Living Word Church. Living Word Church is the church that for the next generation it does. The Living Word Church, the next generation. So he's given us an assignment to do. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So now he's building a next generation church, and he's using our hands and our feet and our mouth to do that. That's all we are, okay?
And the foundation is the same, because the foundation is Christ.
Yes.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, it says, "For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." So Jesus Christ is the foundation. Celebration Tabernacle Church, Living Word Church, he is the foundation, and we are continuing to build, continuing to grow, and continuing to look forward. It's not that one has fizzled away, but one has birthed the new, the next generation in Living Word Church. And at first, when Pastor released this word to a small group of us, and then the next month to the leadership, and then to the next month to the members at Celebration Tabernacle Church, it was a little hard at first to digest it. So as we're talking now, we've had time to chew, to digest, to hear from God, and see it actually transpiring and coming to pass. Because there were things, tangible things, that were assigned to changing the name. It also has to do with the exterior, the interior of the building, and reaching past where we currently are into the next generation, to pour into the next generation, to continue to build a forward look, not just looking back and talking about how it used to be, but having a fresh perspective on where we're going and looking forward. And everything that has been needed has come to pass fast. It is unfolding. Everybody that's part of the team at the church has really supported it financially, supported it with their gifting, with their talent, with their edification, with their excitement of where God is taking us. So it's an exciting time, and we know that God is in it because there is a momentum.
Right.
It wasn't just a moment where it was released, the word was released, but there has been a momentum, and that momentum is building in great anticipation, because we already have a prophetic word for 2026, that this is our year to release the old and embrace the new. And we didn't really realize how much we were going to have to release and how much new we were really going to have to embrace at the time when that word was first released.
Yes.
But it's happening fast.
Yes. I love that, Zion. We got the word, release the old and embrace the new. Excited. We didn't thought or think that, wow, we're going to release all of this.
Yeah, releasing everything. Releasing 20 years.
You're releasing 20 years. We're going to release 20 years of ministry that we have worked and toured to embrace the new. To embrace the new. And the key word, we got a lot of key word from the Holy Spirit, looking forward. Mm-hmm. He says, no, you got to look forward and not looking back. Mm-hmm. So we have to look forward. And it's we have to start to teach ourselves now, because he tells us, Living Word Church in Cocoa is looking forward and can't look
back.
And,
you know, sometimes when the church does a name change, it's like new leadership and such. But that's not the case.
Yeah.
So Pastor's been Celebration Tabernacle Church 28 years.
Yeah.
I've been part of Celebration Tabernacle Church 20 years.
Yeah.
So we're not just saying, oh, okay, new thing, doing a new thing, new people. No, we have to release
the old
way.
Yes. Yeah.
And then Pastor got the word in 1 Samuel chapter 15 to utterly destroy
everything.
So everything that says Celebration Tabernacle Church had to come down. The signs on the building, the papers inside, every document that we have that has a Celebration logo, everything. And it had to be replaced with Living Word Church, the new.
And I was so impressed. He told me this when he first got his vision in November.
Yeah.
And we got so much verification that this definitely was from God. He just had scripture after scripture saying how right this was. And then people, as he slowly told them, it was more verification. Nothing at all. Everything is falling into line, and it's just perfectly. And I want to say, whenever it's God, it's perfect.
That's right. And I was saying, like you said, Emily, you have that saying, whenever it's God, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's true. When it's God, it's perfect. And I have a saying that goes along with what you just say. When it's God, it is good on both sides. If it is God, it is good on both sides. Not one side, and both. It's going to be good. You know, if it is God. When it's man, is when we have confusion. Mm-hmm. And confusion set in. When it's man now, it's confusion. Because God is not the author of what? confusion. God doesn't birth confusion. He's the author of peace and love and harmony and unity. So whatever God is bringing forward comes with those traits. Yes.
In Habakkuk chapter 2, starting at verse 1, says, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. A lot of times we skip straight to verse 2, which says, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. But verse 1 is very significant as well. He says, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart. The rampart is the high elevated place that surrounds a building or a dwelling. It's like a lookout, a higher place to look out. So he says, I will stand my watch. I will set myself to look, to see what he will say, what God will say to me, and then how will we respond? He says, and what I will answer when I am corrected. And, you know, a lot of times we're not corrected because something's wrong, corrected so something could be enhanced. You know, if you think about your teacher back in the day when they used to grade your essay with the red pen, right, before the digital and the computer and such, a lot of times the teacher would put with the red pen enhancements. So every correction is not just, oh, that's wrong, it got to change. But corrections can be enhancements to make it more better, to bring more value, more depth to the writing and such. So what are we going to say? You know, a lot of times we're listening, we're looking for God to speak, but what are we going to do when he really speaks? Because it's more than just hearing. We have to respond to what he says, and we have to respond then with action. So our faith is what our basis for our response, responding with the action, and then we're moving forward. So then he says to him, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. And Pastor's been emphasizing that word run.
Yeah.
Doesn't say walk.
You're right.
After you read it. It doesn't say sit on it.
Yeah.
After you read it, yes. It says to run.
Run with it.
So run, that's action. That's the verb. That's making forward progress to do it. And, you know, we're so thankful for everybody who has come alongside to be able to bring this vision to pass. Like from the people who are performing the work to the people within the church that are using their gifts and talents to serve, and they're enhancing the work and such, and all the planning that's gone forth. We're very thankful. Every and every person who's contributed and sowed, you know, and the mindset is we're doing this for the next generation. God has done enough for us. You know, we're saved. We know we're going to heaven. We enjoy our life. And now it's time for us really to forwardly look at the impact for the next generation. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.